If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits!
Can you imagine going to NXT live show and you see like Stacy Irvin Jr.? What the fuck are we? Where's Roderick Strong?
Yeah, like it's not gonna be. Oh, they were meant to be. It's gonna be Macho Man locked her in closet and such.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 207 of Suplex City Limits for March 30th, 2019. Running these streets like a marathon, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and he's got five on it, my co-host.
Five, six, and seven on it. I don't know what that means, because I'm not hip. I'm Taller Fudge.
I'm Canadian and white.
Hey.
It's like going in on a sack, you know, you're like, I got five on it. Like that song. Yeah.
Going into a sack? What do we mean by that?
Pitching in on a sack of weed, man.
Oh, I got you. Okay. We don't use those words here in Canada, at least not where I'm from, but whatever.
There you go. Suplex City Limits, available for listening where fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at The Federation. If you like this show, consider supporting it by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. Starting Wednesday the 3rd until Monday the 8th, you can save 20% on all of our shirts at Pro Wrestling Tees using the code MANIA. Spend over $150, get free shipping in the U.S., You're not from the U.S., I guess. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, right.
But,
yeah. Yay. Shipping.
Yeah. Well, free shipping in the only place that matters, right?
I guess so.
They need to, honestly. They need to open a European location, like a UK location.
Oh, yeah.
I think they miss out on selling a lot of shit over there, but I'll send that to Ryan. I'll let him know. I think that is. He's accessible as shit, man. The top dude over there. I could call that dude right now if I wanted to. Anyway, got connections, man. No, 30% off on New Japan stuff, if that's your fancy.
Ooh, not bad, not bad. Too bad I didn't wait to buy my New Japan hoodie and Sonata t-shirt until now.
Oh, great. Well, there you go. You can also support the show by donating on PayPal, suplexcitylimits at Gmail, like Deep in Your Snatch Cody fucking Hatch does. Or you can become a producer on the show by donating on our Patreon, like Bad Motherfuckers Caleb Morganfield. He's Not Balding, Christopher Spaulding, C Money, B Rad Brad, Plain Vanilla, Martin Corns. I like to put a chocolate sauce and crushed up Oreos on my plain vanilla Martin Corns.
Oh, what about really? You? See, you know, I'm a big fan of those cheesecake crumbles and a little bit of strawberry sauce. That would go on my plain vanilla Martin Corn. Is that right? That's right.
Yeah. We also got our friends at the Smack It Down podcast. Check those guys out. They cover a lot of stuff that we don't, including WXW, Progress, OTT, all kinds of other shit. Plus, they have sexy Australian accents, so can't really go wrong there. We also got Max's Garage, the infamous Chris Savage, Kick-Ass Keith Martin, the Ricerone Jabroni Tylone, Insane Ian Jackson, and Jumpin' Jeremy Fultz. This week on the show, we've got the news, we've got a top three, we've got some Mark Tank, and a preview some of these wrestling shows that are coming up.
Some of them.
Previewing everyone.
Everybody, we're in you, and we're watching you, and we're previewing what you're doing.
Did you see that graphic that came out that showed every show going on over that weekend?
That's not even every show.
Well, no, I mean, I saw some that were on there. Kaiju Big Battle, I don't think was on there. Oh, maybe it was. No, but there was some missing.
The Stardom show wasn't on there. There's a Black Label Pro show. There's so many shows going on that just, you know, aren't big enough to be on everybody's radar. But like that graphic shows the bulk majority of all the big shows.
I'll tell you one show that's not happening, and that's a Dragon Gate show. But we'll talk about that in the news. As we do, let's start it off, as we do every week, with the SCL Top 3 after this word from our sponsor.
Chill, California.
Yo.
Cool muscle dude, Stingman.
Like Sting, like wearing his
like
feet.
Riz, dude.
Peruse.
Shoes for your feet, pockets for your stuff.
Suplex City.
Limits.
Top
three.
Suplex City Limit Top 3, our top three matches of the week. What was that even a commercial for, dude?
That was Sting doing a commercial for Rue sneakers. If you've listened to the Federation podcast, you would know that in the early 90s, the WCW was doing a run of interpromotional content with Rue sneakers, who had pockets in the sneakers.
I've never even heard of that brand of sneakers, man.
No, because they went out of business a couple months after WCW started promoting them because nobody else would go in business with them because they knew they had no money. WCW, you know, doing WCW things, decided to go in business with the Ruse, and it went nowhere.
That's like, if you had a pair of BK Knights, you were like a step up on these motherfuckers with the Ruse. Is that what they're called?
Ruse, R-O-O-S.
Like kangaroo.
Yeah, like because of the pockets, Jim. Pockets.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's on two levels.
My brain has just been blown, dude.
Oh shit.
I guess we forgot to do the smoke of the week.
Yes. Both of us seems like we've got brain melting highs going on. So,
oh yeah, what do you got happening?
I got pink tuna. They say pink tuna is a fairly rare strain. The high starts with cerebral effects that suddenly crash through your mind, leaving you utterly euphoric and then unfocused at times, with a tendency to drift away into space. As your mind settles, your body will start to drop off into a deeply relaxing, tingly state, which lulls you into a heavy couch lock. This effect quickly turns into sedative, leaving you dozing off and on in a state of pure happiness and peace.
Wow.
Yeah,
that was quite the read, sir.
Thank you.
I've got Gorilla Glue.
Ooh, I love Gorilla Glue.
Yeah, it's an award-winning strain, features chunky and super resinous buds, reflective of its name. What starts out as a sativa-focused buzz slows down to a relaxing and potent body high. Pain is alleviated while the mind remains uplifted and creative.
Well,
and I was smoking some about 3 this morning. I fucking woke up later. I woke up in my chair, lighter in one hand, pipe in the other. I like that you've experienced Gorilla Glue.
I have. I'm a big fan of Gorilla Glue, actually. I think it's really good. It's a good daytime stone. You know what I mean? It's not going to kill you and put you right to sleep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a really good daytime. So if you're going to do something, it's nice. I'm also fighting a hangover right now. So I was so drunk last night, Jim. I don't ever drink.
Then we had an hour worth of tech problems starting this.
Yeah, it was a great way to start the morning.
Yeah, let's just fucking do it. It's the top three.
Yeah, I suppose we should talk about what we're here for. You know, that's
we're already off the rails on this show.
That's true. But I mean, when have we ever been on the rails? We're like a shitty skateboarder, right? So we went through what our top three was going to be, but we never really said what the top three matches were. So I'm hoping that this was one of them, because I don't know if you picked Okada and Ishii.
Yeah.
Okay, you picked Okada, Ishii.
Sanada, Tanahashi, and Okada, Sanada.
Okay.
From the New Japan final.
Yeah. Okada and Ishii, well, I mean, come on, it's Ishii, who is a brick shithouse. And it was one of those matches where I wanted to see Ishii go to the finals. You know what I mean? I'd love to see Ishii just go to the finals. I don't care if he wins, but imagine finals would have been dope. But I mean, it was Okada through and through, just being the Rainmaker. It was a fantastic match.
Yeah. I'm really impressed with how far they're going with Sonata here as a single. Man,
man, like, Sonata is such a good worker. He's you know, his selling and shit like that is not really there, and he doesn't have much charisma. But hopefully that can come in time. They've been trying to cover it up with the Cold Skull gimmick, where he just doesn't have emotions. But it'll come. They're tapping into his training with Kenji Muto. You know what I mean? And really trying to elevate him that way, where he's bringing back some of Muto's moves. And I like that angle. Maybe there's somewhere to go there. Yeah. I've got a Sonata T-shirt, so fuck, I'm a fan.
No, I think it's interesting too, and they will not be. It doesn't look like they'll be doing his tagging up anymore either. So,
oh, him and Evil, no, and yeah, that could be a good attribute, because they got a tag team again in Los Ingobernables. It might be a junior team, but it's still a tag team.
Well, here you go. Here's a question: do you think Sonata will ever be IWGP champion?
No.
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 I've seen some people saying they think he will be.
He could be. Like, it's very hard to tell who is going to be IWGP champion. You know what I mean?
Well, if we get back around to Okada, I mean, you know, you're going to have Sonata beat Okada.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't. I at least not right now. But in a couple years, maybe. Who knows what he could turn into? He could turn into a goddamn star.
Yeah, but I guess we'll have to see.
Yeah, I mean, there's a chance, but I don't see it happening, at least anytime soon.
I want the record to show that my Skype has been disconnecting and reconnecting me nonstop throughout this whole thing. So if I disappear, just keep going.
Sounds good.
You've been doing good so far.
I haven't even noticed, to be completely honest with you.
Great. That's fine. So, yeah, I mean, I thought this was all good shit. And, you know, there wasn't much this week really to watch. I kind of watched this and I'm like, oh, that's it. That's top three.
Yeah. Well, it was very easy. Saturday, or was it Sunday and Monday? I watched some of this and I was like, well, my top three is done. Thankfully, you know, I start moving, you know, on Tuesday, and then I go to Edmonton on Wednesday, come back on Thursday and move on Friday. So I was like, good. Top three is out of the way.
Yeah. I threw my back out Monday and it still fucking hurts.
Oh,
so. I spent like the entire week with my back fucked up.
Fucking rub A535.
Yeah. So it's been quite the fucking time over here. But that is this week's top three. From there, let's move on to the week's news.
This week in the news, Vince sells more stock. And oh my, Bray's gonna have a little baby. Another one. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to me. Change it up this week. what is the big story of the week, you think?
I don't know. What I heard the most of was, you know, everybody bitching and complaining about Charlotte winning the title. And everybody talking about how JoJo and Bray are having a baby.
Yeah. This guy's doing it wrong, dude. You don't leave your wife and kids to have another wife and kid.
No, that's very true.
You're that's a fucking fool, dude. That's not how that goes.
Unless Bray really wanted to be married into baseball. You know, like, I don't know.
I mean, that chick is hot. I get that. You he should be locking it down. I get trying to lock that down, but I don't know, dude. I just, like, why would you do it? You know, like, why did I got to deal with this all over again? The same thing you ditched before, you know, except, I mean, you know, she's hot, obviously. Probably way hotter than his original wife.
But. I'd say so. I would say so. And, you know, like, you know what it really does? It just makes porkly guys like me feel like I could fuck JoJo.
Yeah. I mean, it's really solid, man. It's kind of inspirational.
It is. It is. It's a true underdog story.
It's the best storyline he's been involved in the company since their fucking debut, anyway. Oh, so there's that. There's also the retirement of Nikki Bella and Brie Bella, I guess.
Oh, yes. Yes. Good riddance. Sayonara. Yeah.
God, there was some real bullshit tweets going around this week, man, from people.
I would imagine it was somewhere along the lines of she was such an inspiration.
Oh, yeah, dude. And the revolutionary. Oh, yeah. And what the fuck is wrong with people?
If revolutionary was, I'm going to fuck my way to the top, then yeah. That is my friend. She coined it.
She was never good. She never did anything good. Nothing. I don't. Thanks. Hard pass. Now she fucking dates a dancer guy, I guess.
Yeah, so. Now she's going to dance her way to the top, I guess. I don't know.
I'm going to dance my way to happiness.
With Art Tom.
She's going to get pregnant, I'm sure. That's why she's announcing her retirement.
I have a little Russian baby.
Because this dude's just blasting Cold War fucking loads into her pussy every day.
Just freezing that pussy up.
Bam. He's probably hitting it all the time coming
in there. Of course. Yeah. I honestly, Jim, I would too.
You end up like Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, yeah. But at least then, well, you know, like I'm tied to her bank account then, right?
Fair enough. So that happened. Flip Gordon re-injured himself moments after coming off the injury.
This is, Jim, this is my real gripe with this. If ROH has this G1 Supercard of Honor show in MSG, right?
Yeah.
That's in a week. Flip Gordon goes over to England for OTT, right, and his knee is fucked. So, like, why in the world would ROH say, yeah, Flip, you're ready? Well, you go out and do these couple matches and then come to the Supercard of Honor. No. Just be crazy. Like, no, you save yourself for the fucking show. It just blows my mind.
That's where this is, like, everybody with this, like, free form, everyone will share talent and shit. That's where that's going to come into play is, you know, when a top guy somewhere else gets hurt, you know, when a fucking Kenny Omega, you know, if he's working some other shit. I don't know, is he going to work anything other than AEW? Probably not, I guess, but
from what Impact, AEW is going to be his focus for sure.
But yeah, I mean, that kind of shit can happen. And I think that it was silly. It's like, why not just hold out, dude?
Yeah.
For that, I don't get it. So best wishes to the guy, I guess. I was a big fan of him. He's from somewhat near here. And I was like, fuck yeah, dude, he's a soldier and shit. I like this guy. And then I found out he was a flat earther and I was like, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
It's hard to come back from that in my world, really.
It really is. It really is. It really shows in me. It tells me that you are one dumb son of a bitch.
Yeah, fuck it. We just lost like some guy right now. Fucking bullshit.
Hey, man. See ya.
Yeah.
Bye. I'll see you on the other side of the globe, sir.
Yeah. As we mentioned earlier, Dragon Gate talents denied visas will no longer be appearing at WrestleCon. Mm-hmm. That includes Pac.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Pac still didn't have a visa, hey?
I don't know.
How did he come over for AEW? He was obviously paid for that.
Yeah, he would be unable to appear at the same event due to visa issues of his own.
Fair enough.
The company has offered refunds to any fans requesting one. All?
Okay. So where was he wrestling? Cool, you guys go.
I have fucking no idea, dude. At WrestleCon.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to look at this here and see if I see anything. I don't know. Somewhere at WrestleCon, I guess. But that is the shits. There's been a lot of that issue lately because we're, you know, our government is fucking a shit show right now, you know. So that's happening. What else we got? This is more of just a random question I have to pose to you. Do you think Takahashi, MSG, does it happen?
Whether he's wrestling, wouldn't that be something if he joins that four-way match?
Oh, dude.
Can you imagine what that would turn into?
Dude,
the greatest match of all time is what that would be.
I'd have to make sure there's no cameras around, otherwise I'd end up putting those fat marks on fucking in the videos. We're like, holy shit!
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, man. That would probably be a moment in wrestling where I could cry. honestly.
If you like hashtag, yeah, like Fat Mark cries,
yeah,
wrestling.
yeah. So, you know, that would be something else. But even if it's just to come down and let's say Dragon Lee wins that match, right?
Yeah.
Takahashi comes down and just face-to-face in the ring.
I think it's going to happen. I think he's
going to be there. There's supposed to be a couple surprises. And Takahashi, at least, you know, being there in a Shibata-type role would be great.
Now, you said to make that three-way a four-way or what?
Yeah, well, it's like, what if he made that three-way a four-way? Yeah.
Holy fuck. That would be the best way to book it, man. That would be the best.
It would.
To be the best.
To be the best. It's got to be Takahashi. Yeah.
I think he's going to be there. We'll see. That should be cool. What else we got? Oh, Omega Man. Watched.
Yes. I quite enjoyed it. It was a nice little 45-minute little piece.
Yeah, that was really good, man. And the people who made it are super friendly and shit. It's from Twitter, I saw, so that's pretty cool. I really enjoyed reliving a lot of the shit, reliving the Golden Lovers story.
Yeah. It was another one of those things where you get really, like, I don't know, you get really emotional when you're watching. It's like, yeah, this story just is like all the emotional heartstrings you need in a story.
Yeah.
It's like a feel for it every time it's told.
Did it feel to you like maybe the guy who made this thing watched Showbuckle's video about the Golden Lovers?
Well.
And was like, oh, I should make a documentary about this guy. Because that section is very reminiscent of that Showbuckle video.
It is, but I will say this. Showbuckle, in my opinion, did it better. He did, like, not the whole thing. I just mean, like, that portion where it's really heavy on the Ibushi and Kenny Omega relationship deal. Yeah. I feel like he did tell it better. I don't know. He made it just have heavier circumstances. Made it feel bigger.
I think if you have somebody who's open-minded, you know, even if they're not a wrestling fan, I think, like, this is something you could show to them and say, like, hey, man, this is why I like wrestling, you know?
Yeah.
I think they would watch it and be able to understand, like, oh, okay, I get it, man.
Yeah. No, I think it's one of those things, you know, this was TSN's Engraved on a Nation. That's basically their version of the ESPN 30 for 30. So, and it's one of those things where the stories they tell are always just stories that they're just intriguing in general, whether you like the topic or not. You know, like, I'm not a fan of fucking track and field. But there, yeah. I watched the track and field ESPN 30 for 30. I know I did. And it was riveting. Right?
Every 30 for 30 is good. Yeah. It doesn't matter what it's about.
There isn't a bad one. Those stories are just so good. And you can't not get behind that story unless you're just a bigot. You know what I mean? It's the only way you can't get behind that story.
Yeah, I loved reliving that story. I kind of forgot. I wonder if in the time, if it was as big of a deal to me as it should be. You know, the Golden Lovers reunion, that was like a really big fucking deal.
It was a huge deal. And just me not being a big DDT watcher ever in my life, that kind of bit was all lost on me. I knew Kenny and Kota had this background, but I didn't know the extent in which it was.
Yeah. That was cool. It was also cool reliving Okada and Omega, where Omega wins the championship. They do some all-in stuff. Really good if you're, you know. Unfortunately, though, if you're outside of camp. Okay.
Well, if.
Okay, fuck you then. There you noticed it. There you noticed it. Fuck. God damn you, Skype.
God damn you, Skype.
Six-star podcast. Yeah, nothing you can do. It's. Nothing you can do. What the fuck was I talking about?
What the fuck was... I honestly have no idea where you were going.
Oh. Well, you know, it happens. But either way, if you're outside of Canada, there's no legal way to watch this.
There isn't. And that's a shame. And that's just a downside to the Canadian government, to be completely honest with you.
And they were being, like, super protective of it on Twitter. Like, oh, where did you watch it to some guy? He's like, it's on YouTube. And they were like, you know, people mad about it. And it's like, dude... how are we supposed to watch this thing? Like, you put it on your website, put it on your YouTube, fucking do something.
Yeah, no, and that's just the problem with, because that was made for Bell Media. Bell Media owns almost everything in Canada. It owns TSN, it owns Bell Mobility, it owns most of the cell phone towers. So like, it's one of those things where they own it. It's only for Canada right now, and hopefully there's another way. Now, Kenny Omega did state on a C2E2 panel that he's working on a fun way to get it out to everybody. So,
yeah, well, there's already been many fun ways to get it out to everybody. One's called Daily Motion, you fucking assholes. But it was like Lucha Underground, you know? If you don't provide a legit way for people to get it, and I don't include like Lucha Underground, say, well, you can buy each episode for $7, whatever the fuck it was. You know?
In Canada, you couldn't.
Right. People are going to get it. And if people are that dedicated to try to get this thing, maybe you should just put it out there for them, you prick.
Yeah. Nope. I agree.
You could have put commercials in it. You could have put it on your YouTube with commercials. I watched the fucking commercials.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree.
Completely. Anyway, splutch it on Daily Motion. Fuck them.
Yep. If you're not going to make it accessible, why care? You know, like, we're in this, like, sure, it happens more now, but back in the day, you had the tape traders, the people that wanted to see it, seen it anyways. So you're trying to fight something that's not actually hurting you overall.
Yeah.
Just because another person in a country wants to see your shit. You know, you weren't ever going to monetize off them anyways. So why do you care if they're going to see your shit?
Yeah. Speaking of Canadian shows, I fucking randomly, I don't know what made a thing, but I was like, dude, Man Tracker. I used to love that show. So I found all those are on YouTube. That's a Canadian show. Did you, have you ever watched that as a Canadian?
I have, yeah.
Fuck this, man.
I've seen it where like he's going through the woods and he's got to track like this couple that are going through the woods and he just fucking chases them down and he's on the mountains down there and they're in the fucking valley and they're looking up and Man Tracker can fucking smell them.
This is Canadia. Dude, check it out if you haven't. It's on YouTube. All of them. It's this the Canadian Chuck Norris motherfucker chasing people through the woods, calling them bud and shit. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Pure Alberta boy.
Yeah. Hey, bud.
Shit. Anyway, fucking Man Tracker. I popped when I seen that on your Twitter.
Fuck yeah, dude. I don't know if we mentioned it last week. I don't think we did because things sometimes fall through the marijuana cracks on this show. Fucking prick ass Skype. The Young Bucks last week won the AAA tag team titles from the Lucha Bros, and the Lucha Bros will be taking on them on at the Double or Nothing.
Yes. Yes. We did not talk about that, did we?
No, I think we failed to. Did you see, though, they come out, they win the belts, and no one knows who they are.
Not
the whole crowd.
Goddamn person, no. And, but they even played with that on Being the Elite, where they made a joke that, no, they're not over Mexico.
No one knows who the fuck they are. So like, God, who are these dudes? And if you don't know who those dudes are ahead of time, you're not going to see them and be like, oh, fuck. You know?
Yeah, no. They just look like two rocker wannabes.
Yeah, like, who are these guys? Yeah, fucking funny. But that should be awesome as far as a match goes. You know, add something to the show.
I think it's going to be a fantastic match, really. It's, you know, Pentagon and Phoenix, they're tremendous in their own right.
And then they turned into one of the best tag teams in the business, actually.
Very much so. Very much so. Like, you don't need them to be singles competitors anymore. Like, they were big single stars in Lucha Underground, but together it's just something else.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely a story to tell there. I mean, breaking up, like, that's one where I could see, like, okay, break them up and put them against each other sometime. Yeah. That'd be cool at some point.
Yeah. Doesn't need to happen soon because they're brothers. You know what I mean? Like, a 6-month tag team is not really the way to tell brothers breaking up.
No, I wouldn't do it like that.
Like, look at the Briscoes. When did they break up? Like 5 years ago or something at one point in time? And they were together from like 2002 till then. So it's like
and then they did it and they're like, just put these guys back together.
Yeah. Yeah, they're better together.
Right. So there's that. Also, I'm interested to see. I guess AAA is making an announcement from MSG.
Yeah.
So it does sound like they are indeed going to run a show there.
Yeah.
It has to be an AEW AAA co-brand show.
Oh, well, you know, that kind of makes more sense because, I mean, there was the rumors of this AAA MSG show that might happen. And it's like, how is AAA going to run MSG? This was before the whole AEW thing came aboard. And it's starting to make sense now.
Yeah. AAA without AEW, I cannot see. So I can't. That as being suicide.
Yeah, very much so. Honestly, I would say AEW trying to do MSG this year or whenever AAA is trying to do it, it might not be that good of a thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a ballsy decision.
It is a ballsy decision. That's a lot of seats to sell out on your name alone.
I think if they have, you know, if they got Omega and all those guys, you know, it's a different story.
If they can get the ball going on like a television product before this, sure.
I don't know why these companies don't try. You've already got it. Like, what is it to have an English website ran by a couple of people to just do English commentary on your stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not fucking, it doesn't take anything to do that. And because, like, I want to get into it more, but I watch it. It's in Spanish. I'm like, eh. Unless it's some, like, blowaway match, you know, that's coming up. Or, you know, I'm not really that into it. But CMLL is the same deal.
Yeah. But. And then with AAA, if you want to listen to English commentary, you got to listen to fucking Vampiro. And it's like, fuck, man. Like, he's god awful.
Is that around for the weekly show?
I don't know if it's the weekly show. But I know that if you're going to hear AAA in English, Vampiro is going to be there.
Well, him and Stryker usually. Stryker even does anything with him anymore.
I don't know.
That Triple Mania, Stryker, I'd have said fucking never again.
Yeah, I would. You know what I mean? Like, fuck.
Yeah. What else? Did you hear this? That the infamous Bret Hart and Tom McGee match has been allegedly found.
Yes, and I can't wait to see that because I have seen Tom McGee matches from Japan, and they're fucking atrocious.
Yeah.
And to see the match that they thought was going to make Tom McGee a star, I was like, I'd like to see what that looks like.
The third best wrestler from Winnipeg, man.
Oh, that's slighting a lot of dudes.
No, I'm just joking. Yeah, who else is from Winnipeg?
I don't know. I'm just thinking of people from Manitoba in general.
Just any wrestler from Winnipeg is better than him?
Probably.
But yeah, the backstory of it is something you've always heard, man. It was folklore forever in the OG days of tape trading, and everything was like, oh, they had this match, and Bret Hart made him look amazing, and they were fooled by how good Bret made him look. And they said they were going to sign him or whatever, and then he turned out to be actual just shit.
Yeah, just absolute garbage. He looked like $1 million. He looked like Kerry Von Erich with a perm.
Yeah, and like with less of a, with no drug issue or less and, of a drug issue.
And an extra foot.
Yeah. So I guess we're going to see what happens with this. Mary Kayfabe is the account, but they posted a picture of a tape that says it on there, so I have no idea. Mm. See what happens with it. I thought we saw. Do we see GIFs of it already? I thought I saw a couple.
I don't know. I didn't, and I've been fairly out of the loop this week with everything. But
Tom McGee does look like a fucking gay porn star or something. Oh,
you're fucking right. Like Vince seen him and just wanted to jerk off on him for sure.
Yeah, that's probably no. No fucking question about that.
If I can get him and Lex Luger in a room.
Holy fuck. His balls would explode.
They would.
Speaking of AAA again, sorry, if we were professionals, we'd have put it together with the other AAA talk, but we're not, so fuck you. UFC's Cain Velasquez signs with AAA. He's set to appear at Triple Mania 27. Yes, sir.
Are you fucking kidding me? Cain Velasquez in AAA?
Wow. I guess. He was at the Triple Mania press conference. He was then attacked by Psycho Clown, Tejano, and Pentagon Jr. And subsequently challenged to a match by all three. So I guess he's going to have to get some partners. I have no idea. He did spend some time training in at the Performance Center in July of last year. So,
can you imagine? Hey, I got some free training from the WWE. Can I come to AAA?
I'd fucking do it in a heartbeat, man. Especially there. He's a big fucking star in Mexico, man.
I guess. Yeah. I mean,
he is. He's like the MMA star of Mexico. He's fucking Mexican as shit.
Is he from Mexico?
Yeah, I believe he is.
Fair enough.
I think he's got Mexican pride tattooed on his stomach.
Well, I mean, if he's from Mexico, it makes a lot more sense.
Cain Velasquez. Nah, he might be an American. But you know how, I mean, yeah. Let's see here. I guess he's from Salinas, California. But he's most definitely
of heritage. Mexican.
Yeah. So he's a big star down there. And he's kind of a big star around here, too. I don't know. But I think it's a good move. I think he'll if he can wrestle half-ass even, if it's going to be a six-man tag, that's a great decision.
Yeah, I don't know, it could bring some eyes to AAA. I mean, in Mexico, they don't really need more eyes. Everybody watches it in Mexico. It gets huge ratings, doesn't it?
I can see people who are MMA fans being like, you know, checking it out at least. But
yep.
Mustafa Ali had his name changed to just Ali this week.
Yeah, yeah. Because fuck it, right? Ali.
He'll be Al by fucking the week after me.
Yeah. Oh, Why would you change Mustafa Ali? Is it just like he feels like nobody's going to like him because his name's Mustafa?
You can call me Al. Call me Al.
I fucking love that song. That's the closer, buddy.
Mustafa Ali. I mean, Mustafa sounds, he probably thinks it sounds like a terrorist, honestly. That's what he thinks.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, his wife is, well, she's stepping down from the Senate, actually. That's it.
Well, she's stepping down from a position on the small business commission or board or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, because she's going to do the fundraising for the next campaign.
Yeah, don't even do it. Don't do it. Not going to do it. Would be prudent. Shitty impressions for you. Oh. We got weed, we got wrestling, we got shitty impressions.
Well, speaking of shitty impressions, no, Stu's not going to make his way here right now. Vince, that's if I had my time back, and which fuck it, you know, I don't know.
Hey, real good impression there, you prick.
Shit. I just think, yeah, I think that's why. It's just, it doesn't matter. You know, it's like they do these things and it's like, oh, now he's going to get over, dude. He was kind of over a little bit. But
yeah, like he was over.
He doesn't win ever.
No. And
fuck yourself, I guess.
He got injured. So that kind of put a damper on things. And then the Kofi thing happened. You know, Ali was pretty over until the Kofi thing happened. So, well, other than that, Vince McMahon, he sold 3 million more shares of his WWE stock, I'm pretty sure, to fund the XFL some more, because he's probably going to waste so much more money on that. $600 million worth of stock now, is that what he's done or something like that? No.
Yeah, dude. A lot. I don't know. He's fucking crazy.
Yeah, like you were saying on Twitter, you could just ride into the sunset, man.
Dude, when they went public and he became a billionaire, that's what I'd have done. Yeah. I would be getting blown by fucking young exotic girls by the pool, drinking drinks all day, like, or dudes, whatever. I mean, whatever
he wants. Into. Pat Patterson.
Yeah. It's just weird. And dude, it's reading about XFL, and man, there are people who believe the hype out there. XFL be successful. You're wrong. Like, really, dude? Okay.
The AAF has already proved that a second league is not going to be successful.
And the AAF is on NFL Network. So NFL Network is playing their games.
It's not getting any traction. They're not even making money. They can't even pay their fucking shit.
Yeah. It's just, I thought it was interesting. It's like, could I be wrong? I guess, sure. But people's blind defense, like, oh yeah, it's gonna be fucking awesome, dude, because, you know, their example of Vince McMahon is based on all of the finger quote documentaries they watched on the WWE network.
Oh, and yeah, how he's a genius, even though his company before the WWF went under real fast. Every other venture he's tried to do outside of the WWF has went under real fast.
Yeah.
So what makes this one any different? Like, he and bought really WCW and couldn't keep that like afloat at all.
He made, like, the WrestleMania originally was a super smart thing, and the expansion that he did.
Yeah.
Were two, like, the only real two things. Other than that, what did he do, man?
He lifted the Attitude Era from ECW.
I mean, going back further than that, they did a more cartoon version of what NWA was doing in the 80s. And don't get me wrong, I love the Golden Era. I love the fucking Hulk Hogan, Macho Man era.
There's something about it that just, you know, it's nostalgia, obviously.
Yeah. But they didn't do anything else, really. The 90s was terrible, the early 90s. Mm-hmm. The Attitude Era, if you go back and watch it, other than, like, Austin or Rock doing shit, it pretty much sucks.
Yeah, like me and Travis are doing it now at the Federation. You know, like, we're entering the Attitude Era because we want to get a contrast on what it's like before and after, but it's not good.
It's not that good. No, it's not that good. Yeah. So, and then since then, you know, kind of lucked out, really. Once WCW, you know, kind of got hot with them, beat them, because, I mean, they fucking killed themselves.
Yeah, they didn't win because they were that much better. They won that war because WWE went in WCW went in self-destruct mode.
It's like you're fighting somebody, and as they're fighting you, they just, like, stab themselves a few times and keep fighting you. Like, what are you fucking stabbing yourself?
Quit stabbing.
Similar. So, yeah, they lucked out. They bought WCW for nothing, and they've been the only real game in town. They've done whatever the fuck they want to do. It's terrible. A lot of it's been fucking terrible. And right now, it's abysmal, in my opinion. I don't know. I guess it's been this bad, but I'm just done with it and fed up with it.
Yeah,
I mean, and I don't watch it. I don't even DVR it anymore. Go fuck yourself.
Welcome to the club. I love when people join the club.
Fuck your 18-hour shows. Anyway, we're in the news here. I don't know what else we got, man. This guy, Stacy Irvin Jr., requested his release from NXT.
Yeah, whoever that guy was. I don't know who that is.
I have no idea either. He's been on some of their live shows. Imagine going to an NXT live show and you see, like, Stacy Irvin Jr. The fuck are we? How much should we pay to come to this thing? Where's Roderick Strong? Get the fuck out of here.
I've been told that he was pretty good, but I don't know.
There you go. I don't know. What other news is there, man? You got anything else? Oh, Joan Jett's going to perform Ronda Rousey's entrance song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's
Mania.
Fun. And then the only other thing I got is the conflicting reports of Goldust being released. Goldust denies it, but it's been reported that he's left the WWE. But I don't know. Who knows?
Who cares?
Yeah. I mean, I would like to see a Gold or a Dustin and Cody match one-on-one done properly. I wouldn't mind that done in the right aspect, but
how do you fucking get there?
Oh, I'm sure you could do a story where, like, Dustin never got to spend time with his father, so he resents Cody because Cody got to spend time with his father as a kid.
I get the stories, but I'm saying, like, you bring him in, you'd have to almost. I'd rather tag him up for a while.
I mean, you could do that. You know? Yeah, you could do that.
You wouldn't have to, though. I suppose you could bring him in and do something there. I mean, I guess I'm with you. I could, you know, I could get behind it.
Yeah, just the resentment of Cody owning his own company and was able to go in on his own. You know, you could tie the family thing into it. You know, like, you could even say, like, at the Dusty tag team tournament or whatever, Cody didn't show up, even though he's not contracted, but, you know, like, didn't come show up for a father, even though he got to spend all this. There's a story to be told there.
Yeah. I suppose that could be interesting. Lucha Underground has settled their lawsuit with a bunch of talents and has released all of them. So,
yeah. So I believe, Jim, this is the end.
Yeah, I think it is. I don't know. I think it is too. I don't know what else there's.
I'm pretty sure that Lucha Underground comes to an end just as Wade Barrett gets in. Because he had some bad news. We know what that bad news was.
I've got some bad news. It's not going to be a season 4. Yeah, probably, man. That's shitty. I love Lucha Underground. It got me back into pro wrestling. It is probably my favorite wrestling of all time, honestly. As crazy as that sounds, I loved it. It's great. As you know, if you've listened to this, you've heard me fucking jack off over it for the last like 5 years.
Yeah, no, I do enjoy Lucha Underground. It's a shame to have it go. But right now, with all the wrestling out there and a lot of these Lucha Underground guys elsewhere as well, there's no need for Lucha Underground anymore.
I think there is, because there's a million wrestling companies and nothing even close to doing what they were doing, you know?
No, I get you there, but is it worth doing all that for 60,000 people a week to watch a show on your channel?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's obviously part of the issue. I think Lucha Underground should have been on some other kind of a channel, you know, obviously. Because people I know who got out of wrestling after the Attitude Era and WCW, they watched it and they fucking got into it. My buddy watched it with his kid. He hasn't watched wrestling since like the Attitude Era, since everyone watched it, and him and his kid got into it. And his kid doesn't watch any kind of wrestling at all, and they were like full in on it, watching it on Netflix. So
yeah, no, it was always fun. I wouldn't mind seeing it come back, but I mean.
Because it really took that superheroes and it really kind of capitalized on the popularity of fucking current superheroes. Why comic book movies are so huge and everything.
Yeah.
It was that, you know, it was it was that, but way fucking cooler. That with balls.
Balls.
Because those comic book movies have no balls at all. No balls at all.
That's very true. They're very cookie cutter and just... Plain vanilla.
Plain vanilla. I haven't watched any of those movies. I said fuck comic book movies like a decade ago already. But you guys keep going, so there's that. Viceland sets a premiere date for the pro wrestling docuseries Dark Side of the Ring.
Yep.
This looks fucking awesome. I've heard that they're really good. But the first one coming out is the Macho Man one. The match made in heaven.
Oh, yeah, with him and Elizabeth.
Yeah, April 10th. April 17th, Montreal Screwjob. February 3rd. Wait a minute. These can't be right. February 3rd? These dates are incorrect. It says Killing of Bruiser Brody. Either way, the other ones are Last of the Von Erichs, Mysterious, Death of Gorgeous Gino, and the Fabulous Moolah. So these are going to be good as fuck. Those are all really good stories.
Oh yeah, no, without a doubt, it's going to be a fun watch on Vice. Vice is always humming and hawed around wrestling. They've got a wrestling series shot, the 6 episodes with the lead singer Fucked Up, who went over to Japan. And did a bunch of stuff over there with the camera crew, and hopefully that makes it out at some point in time. That's been done for like a year.
And really?
Oh yeah, the guy that did it, Damian Abrams. His contract with Vice is done. Really, he's not there no more. So I don't know if it's ever going to be released.
Mm. They also had that really great. Little documentary on the fucking Tournament of Death.
That's the guy. That guy was the guy that did those Japanese stuff. So that was it. Should have been really good, but it never came out.
Hopefully it does. Yeah, these look really great, man. The Gino Hernandez one is such an interesting story. I don't think a lot of people, modern wrestling fans, are aware of that, you know, story. So that should be interesting too.
Yeah. Yeah. So. What Lily, remind me. Was it murdered?
No, he drug overdose.
Oh, okay. But
people say he was murdered. There's a conspiracy behind it.
That's what I'm remembering here.
Yeah, there's also conspiracy about sort of about who his father was, and who's, you know, shit like that. So there's a lot of interesting stuff, but a lot of people think he was killed. I think he just did a lot of fucking coke and died, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, the first name Gino makes you think, you know, I think cokehead, right? Think of a Gino.
Yeah. I wonder what people think of this, man. Like, what? I mean, Von Erich, I suppose, David, is that the one that's alive still?
I think so, yeah.
I think he'll probably be in it and shit. But the Dark Side of the Ring one, I could see people not, you know, not enjoying that. Because this is going to talk about the tragic love story between Macho Man and his former manager, Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah, like, it's not going to be, oh, they were meant to be. It's going to be Macho Man locked her in closets and shit.
Yeah. And then she later died at this fucking guy's house, you know?
Yeah, with fucking Lex Luger. Fuck, the narcissist.
Narcissist, yeah. Fuck me, dude. Yeah, but I look forward to it. So
yeah, no, I love a good wrestling story. You sad or fucking happy?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm good with whatever.
Yeah, I'm a morbid son of a bitch, anyways. I'm okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really, but I have the Hart Foundation of the latest inductees into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, woo. Where's Bulldog? Where's Pillman? Where's Owen? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
When I think of the Hart Foundation, it's not just the tag team anymore. It's that whole group. That's the Hart Foundation to me.
This one's just stupid because, like, Brett was trying for that for a long time, getting, you know, you want to do something for Anvil.
Yeah.
And they just never did it, of course. You know,
now he's dead.
They piss it away until he's dead. Yeah, and then they'll do it.
Yeah.
I thought there was a really good point here. You're familiar with Meng's Mullet on Twitter? I don't know who this person is.
I think so.
But he proposed some points, and I went back and watched some stuff, and I was like, you know, he's kind of fucking right. He said this week, he's talking about the Anvil, how the Anvil was always the man, but he always shifted the focus to Brett. Jim would walk behind him, take his glasses off for him like a manager would do. From time to time, he even gave Brett the hot tag, which looked crazy considering he was the power and excitement of the team. He thinks that Bret Hart was immediately accepted as a single star by fans due to the work of Neidhart. And I was like, that's interesting.
That is a good fucking take. That is a good argument. That's a very good argument, in my opinion.
Because the Anvil was the character, right? Yep. He had the beard, he had the laugh, he had the glasses, he had the fucking everything.
Yep.
And Brett was kind of just, you know.
The plain vanilla.
Plain vanilla Bret Hart.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting, man. That
is interesting, actually. And it kind of warms your insides to hear it. It's like, yeah.
it's something to consider.
Yeah. No, I think the show,
like 2 weeks ago. Something to consider.
Something to consider, yeah. Yes. Maybe it'll become a segment.
And this is something to consider.
Ketchup on your ice cream? Don't knock it till you try it. Something to consider.
It's gross.
It does sound disgusting, doesn't it?
But that's all the news I have, really.
I got nothing else. All tapped out on the news front, sir.
There you go. And from the news, let's move on to some Mark Tank after a word from our sponsor.
Not the Boiler has a lot of bad habits, but only ones that help me survive. Don't deprive yourself of the full power. Be a survivor. Don't smoke. Yeah.
Mark, it's every one of these. Sorry, sons of fucking bitches. Mark Tang, where we read Mark comments from social media as they are typed for everyone's entertainment. Let's get into it this week. There's a fuckload. Started off with a Joey Ryan one.
Oh.
Started to our boy, Evil Evan, for signing this one over. Adam Baldwin says, I really do not like this wrestler. He should be banned from wrestling altogether due to the way he treats women, even in the ring. You know that German suplex from behind? Well, he actually putting his hands up on a woman's chest from behind and slam her backwards.
They don't think that these women know?
That he's sexually assaulting women in the ring and you people are cheering him.
Like, that's the whole point. Yeah. I think he's missed it. Pretty sure that those women that he does that to, they go over this because wrestling is predetermined and fake.
Yeah. WWE released a little video. It was in a tweet. It said WWE celebrates and honors its female superstars during Women's History Month. This response comes to that. This is from at Maria L. Canellis on Twitter. It's a great video. I think you forgot me. I'm on WWE 205 Live, which is part of the main roster. Oh, and I've been in the company a total of 7.5 years. But that's cool. 15.5 years total in the business. Maybe watch a few other places' highlight reels. They don't forget me. Fucking bitch, are you serious with that? fuck. Look, I've done fucking nothing in this business but bend over and have my ass fall out for 15 years.
You remember me. I did Playboy.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. Really? Fucking ridiculous.
When you first said her name, I thought it was like a parody account.
Oh, no. It's actually her. Those are the best Mark Tank when like actual wrestlers end up in the... Well, not an actual wrestler here, but you know what I mean.
Personality.
There you go. That's better. Let's move into some of the main bulk here this week. Is a lot of Asuka stuff, man. And I didn't watch SmackDown, but I did get the messages and stuff right away. And
people acting as if Asuka's going to die.
I was like, dude, this is going to be a great Mark Tank week.
Yeah, her life is coming to an end.
Yeah. Rohit Chitnis. Okay. WTF for this, they let Asuka to beat in a ladder match. That's really it, WWE. You should understand that Asuka was your best player in NXT, and now you have wasted it. WWE will be finished soon. All the best.
Yeah, just because Asuka lost the title, WWE's done.
Yeah, they let Asuka to beat in a ladder match? What is it?
I don't know what he means there. I don't even know if he knows what he means there.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's see what else we got here. Zudin Khalid says, so if Asuka loses, then she goes to the Boundary of the Giant Battle Royale or something? Spelled it Royale. It's Royale with cheese. Yeah.
And what Andre the Giant Battle Royal is she going to be in? Like, fuck.
The Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Huh.
The Andrea the Giant Battle Royal? The big panda from DDT?
Oh, it's the Stephanie McMahon Memorial Battle Royal. That's what we call the women's one.
Yeah, Stephanie McMahon's Ovarian Cup.
The Ovarian Cup, yeah. Exactly. It's great. All the boys fucking jizzing it for Alex Neary, he's got some inside track information that we don't. He says, Asuka is leaving the company. Had to drop the title. Duh. Explained. I got you. Cool.
God damn. Let me get your number, pal.
Yeah. Bo Howard. So this just makes me hope Charlotte gets both legs broken in so many places that she'll never walk again.
Jesus Christ.
bro.
What did she do?
Even the "it's still real to me" guy is like, whoa, dude,
calm down.
Slow down.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't get it, man. Oh, man, this one's really one of my favorites. Kenny Poteet says, WWE, you better not be thinking about unifying the women's champions already. I will write a letter.
I will write a letter.
Calm down, dude. Whoa, whoa, this guy's going to write a letter? We can't fucking do this. I get people thinking like, oh, they're not going to unify the belts. I assure you they're not.
No, they've already established what the match is. The match is both titles are on the line, but if you pin Charlotte, you get the SmackDown title. If you pin Ronda, you get Raw. So it's a kind of a fuck around.
We all know how this show ends. The show is going to end with Bayley and Sasha, Charlotte and Becky.
Yes.
All under fireworks with four belts held high.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't care about that. I don't know. Whatever. You guys can do whatever you want. I don't care. To me, it's just like, great, dude. It's heavy-handed as fuck, dude. Super heavy-handed.
It to me, it's a vast improvement over the endings of the last three WrestleManias.
Yeah. That's fair. Let's see. Fucking Naomi had some real marked shit this week, too.
Oh, yeah. She was talking about it. She was throwing some fucking ghetto-ass slang around, right?
Well, Klondike Bill fucking he kicked the hornet's nest. He got roasted by like 300-400 fucking Naomi marks. That's pretty tremendous. Shout out to our boy Klondike Bill. Oh, I would have tagged in. I was like, dude, tag me in, I'll get in there. But
what did he
pretty
say?
Fucking funny. Well, she tweeted just this fucking nonsense here. Let's see. Just kind of a, you know, are you sure this didn't get canceled too? Just a very like sour about the whole, you know, Asuka thing and whatever. And he asked, you know, he just tweeted and said, you know, can you be any more entitled? And you know, some other shit. Basically, she gets back around and her clapback is, this isn't about me, this is about our division as a whole. We all work too hard, wrong two, and have come too far, again, wrong two, to come this far. So go back to your cave, bish. This don't concern you. fucking Billy.
Oh, Jesus.
But it's true, man. He talks about, you know, they didn't try to pander to the roster and attempt to fit everybody on the card in convoluted matches. Exactly, yeah, dude. Like, they were going to decide a contender for her 1 week out from Mania? That's ridiculous, dude. So obviously you weren't going to do anything with it. You didn't give a fuck about it. Just take it off there. I don't even give a shit.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if people thought, like, because I saw some people like, oh, I can't wait to hear what they like. I don't know if they thought, like, we're going to come on here and, like, champion it and be like, yeah, that's fuck. I don't give a shit. I mean, for one. Or two, but it wasn't built up anyway, so no. You might as well. I mean, fuck it.
It's wrestling. The belt is a belt. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Asuka is in no different position.
Well, it's definitely there, too. Because it doesn't mean anything in WWE to anyone. I mean, it doesn't to them. It does to some fans, but...
Yeah.
They don't give a shit, man.
Asuka's day doesn't change. Just because she's the champion, like if she's not the champion, it probably gets a little easier, honestly.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly. But it's their fault, you know, for not being able to build these stories up, you know, and I'd argue too that there's not a good one, period, going into this show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no idea. There?
I was like arguing with Jared in the group this week about it. It was fun. Him and I like the spar. It's a good time.
I seen that. He was what was his argument? He was saying that
I think that you know, I was just shitting on the Kofi thing. It was too much and too long. And I mean, I think the crowd agreed, man. The crowd didn't give a shit when that happened.
People in that crowd were saying that once the tag team gauntlet was over, they were expecting it to happen with Vince coming out and screwing them again. So they were just waiting.
Yeah, because you conditioned them to believe that.
Yeah.
My whole point was it didn't need any of this shit, you know, but no. Whatever. I like that. I like arguing wrestling with Jared. It's fun. We remain friends at the end of it because we respect each other's opinion, you know?
Yeah.
So who'd have guessed? I don't know how many more here. Let's see. Got to go past my screenshots of people who are arguing about the XFL with me. I screenshotted all their shit. And I swear to God, when that fucker tanks in 2021, 2024, I'm coming back for you motherfuckers. I did. I'm fucking coming back. I don't remember. This one is great. This one was sent over to us by a boy, Johnny Utah, on Twitter. He sent us this one. It's great. It's from Alexa Bellini. JoJo better give Bray a haircut and clean shaved all around to become Beauty and the GQ-esque stud. That could help him join the Shield to replace Dean Ambrose on a feud where Dean left off going forward.
Jesus Christ. I hope I never see that.
Give Bray Wyatt a haircut and clean shave him and he can join the Shield to replace Ambrose. What's going on with that? He's not on this show at all then, or what?
Dean Ambrose?
Yeah.
I assume that, you know, the rumor is still running that he's leaving.
They put him in the Royal, in the Battle Royal, and have him first thrown out? That's what I'd do. Fuck him.
Yeah.
That's probably what they'll do. I don't know if that's what I would do, but that's what they'll do.
I mean, there's no point in having him stay in there for a while.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll even be in there. I'm pretty sure they announced all the people in there.
They announced like 26 extra people that's going to be in there, yeah.
One of which was not Harper, so.
Yeah, and he's on Access shows, and he released quite a lengthy, statement's the right word, to why, you know, and his thoughts on being there and just going to the gym and people thinking he's retired and everything like that, and still being asked by agents if he's hurt, even though he's been clear for 6 months.
No.
You know, he hasn't been brought to a TV taping once since he's been cleared.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? So you just go what? You just go work the road, or is he even doing that?
I don't know.
All shows?
I wouldn't even be able to tell you, man.
Crazy, man. He's 39 too, I guess, but he was great. You know, it's still like pointing people back to when he had that ladder match with Ziggler for the IC.
Yeah.
That was a great match. That guy's great.
Yeah.
He's unfortunate.
Great in the indies as Brody Lee. Like, I feel if he went to the indies now and you do a match with him and Brody King, Brody Lee versus Brody King. Oh, what a fucking match you'd get, bud.
Hey, bud. Yeah.
Hey, bud. You still, you're still going to send it, bud.
Yeah, I think
have you
it'd
ever
be great,
seen that man. Larry Entizer?
Oh yeah, my buddy works. A couple of my buddies work at this strip club, and they got their pictures with him. He was in there like a couple of weeks ago.
Oh really?
Yeah, he's fucking sending it. Strip clubs
sending it.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
That's so Canada, man. Holy fuck! Like there, oh, yeah. I know so many people that talk like that.
Yeah. I don't know here. Let's see. Definitely, let me scroll through, make sure I got the. I guess I go for the winner here.
Okay.
God, that one is something else, though. Give him a haircut. Okay, this week's winner. Muhammad Nishal KT says, "You suck, bookers. Are you people high on weeds? Now remove Charlotte from that WM Raw women's title match."
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Are you high on weeds?
Yeah. I listened to that Suplex City Limits podcast. Those guys are high on the weeds.
Yes, we are.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Yuck Nasty. He was on Wrestling's High Marks last week.
Yes, yes, he was.
Shout out to them as well. I love the Yuck Nasty. That motherfucker. He's a good ass dude. What's going down on the Federation, man?
Well, we've been we've had what did we Hogwild? No, Road. What is it called? Hogwild? I think Hogwild 96.
Yeah, that's Hogwild. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been since I've been so busy this week, I haven't gotten a chance to edit it. But
is it Road Wild?
Is it Road Wild? It might be Road Wild. Either way, the first pay per view with Hogan as Hollywood Hogan. It's a fun show. There's a lot of racism, as we still spoke last week when I previewed it, and we'll be doing a random WWF Invasion episode with a Patreon subscriber that we'll be recording tonight. So that'll be coming out shortly after Road Wild. So
Hog Wild was 1996. Hog Wild. After that, I believe it was Road Wild.
Yes. Yeah, then it became Road Wild. So Hog Wild, there we go. Did I call it Road Wild the whole time, I wonder?
It's like if you fucking listen to the latest episode of Pay-Per-View Take Two, that was a fucking transition. Jared and I are calling, what are they, the fucking... I don't know what we're calling this group, the wrong name the whole time. They're the Natural Born Thrillers, but we're calling them like natural, the Prime Time.
Oh, Prime Time Players or something.
Prime Time Thrillers, I think, is what we were calling them. Because, who gives us?
Yeah. You're talking about like Mike Sanders and Chuck Palumbo and all those cats?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's up on the channel if you haven't heard that one yet, everybody. Halloween Havoc 2000. Real shit show. I still stand by the end. I think we just organically on the fly came up with a pretty cool thing for Booker and Scott Steiner.
I still haven't gotten to it, but I am going to check it out.
There you go. That's up. I guess our next show is WrestleMania 11. So,
what was WrestleMania? Was that with LT?
Yeah, LT and Bam Bam.
Fuck, yeah. Undertaker and Diesel.
I guess.
Or is it Undertaker and Sid?
I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't really even looked at it yet. I just know that the main event is Bigelow and LT.
Fuck yes. So
that should be something.
Fuck yes.
That'll be up soon on the channel. But I want to preview some of these shows. We're going to preview every single show.
Every single show.
Yeah. Starting with Crash Wrestling on Wednesday, April 2nd. Wednesday, there are three shows. The Thursday, the 4th, this thing has like fucking 12 shows. Friday has so many shows, dude.
I know. It's mesmerizing, honestly. Like, some I plan the, on seeing a couple.
Talk about some of the high points. What are you looking forward to, honestly?
I'm looking forward to Bloodsport. Mm-hmm. Joey Janela's Spring Break. I'm overly excited because a guy from this neck of the woods got signed to Joey Janela's Spring Break, Michael Richard Blaze. He's really the highlight of the Alberta wrestling scene. He's been squashed by Braun Strowman on WWE TV. He's been on NXT a couple times. He's been in an Evolve show. And he recently did a TLC match here in Edmonton. And he did a Spanish fly off the turnbuckle through a table outside.
Jesus.
Yeah, and that got him signed to Joey Janela's Spring Break. And like Cody Rhodes was praising him, saying he's, because he's trained by Tyson Kidd. And he's saying that he's one of the best unsigned talents on the indies right now. So I'm really excited for Joey Janela's Spring Break to see that. So
That looks cool. There's also the MLW Battle Riot show, which is opposite of NXT. It's going to be live on BN, but I don't have that, so I don't know. I hope it doesn't, but I think it's going to get lost in the shuffle of all these shows that are happening live and shit that we can watch, and this one we can't, you know? So
yeah, I can see it. Like, I don't know if I'm going to see Battle Riot, at least not next weekend, probably not, no.
Yeah.
Because really, on my mind, I do want to see Bloodsport because, I mean, it's Bloodsport, right?
Right. We got the G1 Supercard show. That's going to be really good. Just a lot of shit. That Impact Lucha MLW show that's happening, too, on Thursday.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy. So let's talk about a few of these, the main shows, I guess. We're going to talk about the MSG show.
Yeah.
G1 Supercard.
The G1 Supercard of Honor, I guess you'd call it. I don't know. I got actually a Facebook memory from 4 years ago when I was in San Francisco for WrestleMania weekend. And I went to the ROH Supercard of Honor. Mm-hmm. And just the building, that because it was a picture that I took, and the building, it's so small, right? And then it's like a little gym, and the thing 4 years later, the same show is an MSG.
Yeah,
what a fucking trip, man!
Well, with the help of
New Japan, sure.
And Ring of Honor talent they no longer have.
Yes.
Sort of. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely gone up. Some of these other shows don't look like it, though. That 17th anniversary show that they had just like recently, that wasn't a big place at all.
No. Well, they've done it the same place in Las Vegas every year, haven't they? Sam's Town or whatever the fuck it's called?
Yeah, it looks like it could be bigger, though. It looks like it's closed off to be smaller because that's all the people they have.
I get you. I get you.
I don't know. Gorilla Glue. Holy shit. What the fuck am I going to do with the rest of my day after this?
Sleep.
It's like these recorded early like this, and it's like, great, I'm blasted out of my brain at like 1 o'clock on Saturday.
It's beautiful things, man. It's a beautiful thing. But this ROH G1 Supercard show, Will Ospreay and Jeff Cobb in a winner takes all match, never open weight championship against the ROH TV title. That's going to be a good match for sure. Like,
you got to go with Cobb here.
Yeah. I think they're going to move Will Ospreay on to something else, I feel. Yeah.
I like Cobb as never champ. He can do more shit in Japan. I think, like, you got to be able to make Cobb a fucking star over there.
Oh, yeah. Easily, I think.
Yeah, if you can't do that, you're fucking it up.
Yeah.
That should be a really good match. Rush Dalton Castle. I don't know about this.
I mean, it's always nice to see Roosh. Dalton Castle, hopefully, is in better condition than he's been in prior matches.
Yeah, right. I think it could be a fun match, you know, for sure.
With Dalton Castle's character, yeah, I think there's a way to make this match really entertaining on a aura wise, you know, like a circumstance wise, not in moves wise, but
yeah. I would say maybe you do. A little bit of a nod to the OG Goldust Razor Ramon, but you can't do that anymore.
Not really.
You really can't do that anymore, right? If he was like grossed up by Castle rubbing on him or something, people were like, well, actually, that's offensive because.
Well, like, but how is it offensive if he's not gay? It's kind of sexual assault, so like you're getting away from it.
Good luck, dude. Good luck figuring it out in these days, man. Everything's offensive. What's really offensive to me is Kelly Klein's wrestling.
Yes, against Mayu Iwatani.
Yeah.
Iwatani being a great wrestler, it would have been nice to have her be able to take on a formidable opponent, but Kelly Klein is not.
Dude, it's such a waste, man. You're going to have this women's match on this show. At least put her against somebody else who's great so we can have a badass women's match. Instead, it's like, Iwatani's fantastic, but Klein is garbage.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, man. And she gets a lot of shit on Twitter. She's always like, people telling me, like, maybe it's a fucking sign, dude. Maybe when a ton of people tell you that you fucking suck and you're awful, instead of being like, oh, fucking haters and all this bullshit, how about you maybe think, like, oh, are they right? Maybe, just maybe they're fucking right.
Maybe. You
know? Maybe I should try harder. Maybe I should work harder. I don't fucking know. But she's terrible. That last match I saw her in, I was like, this is one of the worst fucking matches I've ever seen. -5 stars.
You kind of sounded like a what's his name from South Park? The father, Randy.
Randy. Bully Ray and TBA for a New York City street fight was supposed to be
Flip,
but who do you think it's going to be, man?
Suzuki or Ishii?
Fuck, it would be great if it was a she and he just comes out and beats fuck out of the woman.
Yeah.
Either way, actually, him or Suzuki.
Yeah, I'd like to
come out and just beat the fuck out of him. That would be tremendous.
Yeah.
With any hope, that's what it'll be. Because that guy's such a prick all the time, you know, story-wise and real, shoot as well. But it would be great to see him get fucking... I don't know, who would you want more? I don't know, maybe, like, can we get both? Like,
I was just going to say, I wouldn't mind both, but I say Suzuki because of the whole fact of the entrance. You know what I mean? And Suzuki's entrance in MSG with that Connie Nina Mare or whatever the fuck the song is. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
That would be a sight to behold. All those fans singing along.
Oh, my God.
That would be fucking something else, dude.
Yes, sir.
That would be a ball dropped if he's not on the main show.
I like the idea of both of them, too. Fucking Ishii just, like, headbutts him into oblivion, fucking smashes him, and then Suzuki comes out and, like, fucking ties him up.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be good. Oh, man. You saying that right there, that got me, like, legit excited about this. Like, oh, man. That would be awesome, Suzuki.
It would.
Ishimori, Dragon Lee, Bandito, three-way.
And what's probably going to steal the show, in my opinion. Yeah. It's got to,
dude. And I'm gonna fucking hold out hope for a
Takahashi.
Oh my god!
At least a Takahashi sighting.
Yeah, well, that's his fucking belt, dude.
Yep. He never lost it.
Wow. So you put it on. You could. I mean, if he was coming back, that'd be the way to go. If he's not in the match, would be to put Bandito over. Is that who hurt him? Right?
No, Bandito? No, it was Dragon Lee.
It was Dragon Lee? Okay.
Yeah.
So you put it back on Dragon Lee, and then after he's fucking celebrating, Takahashi comes out.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Just comes out.
Challenges
just
him.
Stares a hole into his favorite opponent.
Huh? Challenges him to a fucking match at what's the next big show?
I don't know. Probably Dominion.
There you go. That would be fucking awesome. Gorillas, this is a four-way tag match for both the IWGP Tag Team and Ring of Honor Tag Team Championships.
Yes, that's two winner-take-all, so they're going to consolidate two titles so far. You know what I mean? Like,
we got Gorillas of Destiny, Villain Enterprises, which is PCO and Brody King, Evil Sonata, and the Briscoes. So, I've always figured it that Cobb will win, you know, the other one for ROH, so this will have to be Gorillas of Destiny, I guess.
I assume Gorillas of Destiny retain the IWGP titles and also get the ROH titles, because I really do feel that Tama Tonga and Tangaloa could be utilized in ROH in a good fashion.
Mm, they could use them.
Yeah, like, what are they going to do with Evil and Sonata? You know, like, they can't speak, so that part's lost on the American audience. At least Tama Tonga and Tangaloa, I don't think he can speak. I think he's a mute, but Tama Tonga, he's a good talker.
I'm surprised that the Briscoes didn't get over there in Japan.
Maybe they're a little too rugged of white boys.
Like, them as heels over there would be fucking awesome.
Oh, dude,
like,
just run around just antagonizing the Japanese people.
Yeah. Just these fucking chicken farmer sister fuckers. They're dirty and shit. Fucking don't give a shit. Awesome. The Briscoes are legit one of the best tag teams of the last decade, man. There's no joke there.
No, that's true.
Sabre Tanahashi for the British Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I feel like this match is going to get forgotten about.
Yeah. I'm not into Zack Sabre matches, really, so.
No, they're not my favorite thing, but, I mean, it is what
you
it
have
is.
You have him beat Tanahashi? I mean, Tanahashi can't fucking win that belt.
I don't think so. But, no, they have been trying to push Zack Sabre Jr. Mm-hmm. a lot lately, so, I mean, it's possible he might beat Tanahashi.
That's I don't know. I guess. Well, it's hard for me, I guess, as a dude who just likes Zack Sabre.
Yeah, so. No, I feel you.
But, I respect the dude and everything, but it's just not for me.
But we'll say this: there's no way to not be disappointed, and you will not forget the next match, which is Naito and Ibushi.
This is the biggest. I mean, this is probably the match I'm looking forward to the most in the whole show.
Yeah, can you hear that helicopter?
Yeah. A little bit.
Okay.
Like, they come into your place? Jim.
They found me. If my single goes out, I love you all.
Yeah. There you go, just cuts. Yeah. If that cuts, that one's never going to hear this.
Nope. No, that's true.
So if you're hearing this, he wasn't arrested. But yeah, Naito Ibushi for the Intercontinental Championship. I think this is going to be awesome.
It is. Especially in MSG, these two guys are just going to pull out all the stops. Like, if we thought that they killed each other in their last match, well, you know.
See, that's going to be it with this, man, right? With a lot of these guys, with Jay White, with Okada, they're going to treat this as, you know, the gravity that it requires. Yep. You know, that this is Mania weekend. This is a huge deal. This is a giant show. This is the biggest fucking show in a lot of these guys' career.
Yeah.
Probably not in Okada or anything, but it's, you know, I think everyone's going to pull out the stops and they're going to go for fucking broke on this show.
I think so as well. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, they have to. Like, it's been so stagnant lately with the New Japan US, you know, kind of deal, that they've really got to do something big here. And this, at least now, they're doing an actual New Japan kind of show in America.
And you get so you think Ibushi Naito? Do you think what do you think happens there?
I don't know. I really don't know. I can see Naito going over, and I can also see Ibushi maybe picking up the Intercontinental title. I can see it going either way.
You also have the three-way ladder match for the ROH Championship. Lethal, Skrull, and Matt Taven.
Mm-hmm. Yes. With
you're
that one,
to Matt Taven's part of that, but...
Oh, fuck Matt Taven. I don't care for him at all. At all.
Sorry, Matt.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. Jay Lethal, in my opinion, has to lose this match.
To
one of these guys. Jay Lethal as champion has got to stop. Like, he can't. He can't be champion no more. Nobody cares.
Well, I agree. I mean, the only thing you can do is, you know, put it on Skrull. You can't go with Matt Taven.
You can't
That's
go with Matt Taven,
suicide.
No. You can't do Matt Taven, in my opinion. And technically, Marty Skrull's gone in the fall.
So yeah.
Why would you do it with Marty Skrull? But at the same time, if ROH wants to continue growing, I feel Marty Skrull has to be the champion.
That's true.
So that's how I would do it if it was me. Whether or not they keep it on Jay Lethal, that's up to them. But I really don't see him putting it on Matt Taven.
Just like stop talking and start taking hits. Yeah, just Matt Taven seems like suicide to me. But I agree with you. Yeah, as much as I do like Lethal, he's a guy I thought that this last time around they should have let him go, you know, rather than spending all the money to re-sign him, you know, because he's great and everything, but I think he's done everything he can do there, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, what else is there to do in Ring of Honor? I don't know. He's a guy I'm surprised never ended up in WWE, you know? For as great of a talker as he is, good in ring, it's just surprising me he never ended up there.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. But, I mean, oh well.
Also, your main event of the show, your co-main event, I guess, maybe, Jay White defending against Okada. I think you're going to have Okada going over here.
I think so, MSG. Too. I really do. I believe that's the proper thing to do. It's going to make the crowd leave happy. The crowd will... That would be an insane pop at the end of the night. Okada beating Jay White.
Yeah, Okada beats Jay White. You know, poses under the fucking crazy confetti and shit.
Yep.
Yeah, that looks... I look forward to that. I think that is the way to go. And, you know, from there you can work toward whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still want Ibushi to win the G1.
I would love that. I think that would be the best thing they could do.
That's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see it go toward Ibushi, Okada. That would be fucking awesome. Maybe you go later. Yeah, later in the year would be perfect for that, too. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see what happens. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this show. This is on the Saturday. 6th Saturday.
Yeah.
Which oh, yeah, going against the Hall of Fame. Fantastic.
Yeah. So, perfect. I mean, I'm missing nothing. You know what I mean?
No.
So, Saturday is strictly a G1 supercard followed by Joey Janela's spring break. So,
yeah, it's going to be awesome. So, takeover is Friday. This will be on Saturday. And then, you know, Sunday, I guess. So.
Yeah, Sunday. And Friday's NXT New York.
Yeah.
And so, like, we might as well go through those matches as well.
Yeah, definitely. Just to see, but as far as a programming note, next week, I guess we're just going to be back on Sunday instead of Saturday.
Yes, we'll be taking a little hiatus of a couple of days to ingest TakeOver and the G1 supercard. And Jim, I'm going to have to watch TakeOver on a delay. Do you know why?
I do not.
I'm going to watch Psychosis wrestle in GP.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome, dude.
So, it's a shame they're coming on TakeOver night, but, I mean, when Psychosis comes to town, you go see Psychosis, don't you?
So, WrestleMania weekend, where, like, every fucking pro wrestler on the planet is in New York for this shit, Psychosis is in fucking Grand Prairie.
Yes.
What? What?
Yeah, he's doing a tour with CWE. Throughout Canada.
Oh, okay.
So,
but dude, that seems poorly timed.
Yeah. I mean,
he could have booked himself on like 14 shows this weekend. Like
the WrestleCon Super Show, they're doing a lot of Lucha Libre matches. Like they got Bandido taking on Will Ospreay, Dragon Lee taking on Cavernario. Right, like Ray Phoenix and Pentagon are there. Masato Tanaka's there. Jushin Liger's, Zack Sabre Jr.'s there.
I know that we go on about this on pay-per-view take two and the show all the time, but like, how fucking crazy is it that Tanaka's still alive?
Right?
Still wrestling at a high level.
Still looks like a million bucks.
Yeah. He's had like more concussions than any other human alive, I think. Crazy. TakeOver, from Friday will be a pretty good show, I guess. We'll see. War Raiders taking on Black and Ricochet, which, you know, I don't like this personally because I don't know why these guys are a tag team. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, they're just a random team from the Dusty Classic.
Yeah, then they're. It just seems weird to me that you got other tag teams. Fucking use one.
Yeah, I mean, like in the whole grand scheme of things, it's a weird layout. But at the same time, it's going to be a good match.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. I expect the World Raiders to retain here, as they are a real tag team.
I would assume, and Ricochet and Black being on the main roster now, so
kind of. Just so tepid. I mean, they are on there. They're on fucking both shows sometimes too, but just they've done nothing. They've done nothing. Who is Aleister Black? Of course, if you just watch WWE,
he's Ricochet's dark and moody friend.
Yeah, you saw a 30-second thing with Michael Cole fucking bottom, you know, babbling on nonsense catchphrases and shit. And that's all you know. You know nothing else about him. What's Ricochet? What's his deal? He flips a lot. You know nothing. So it's just the same old shit, really, that they do. No fucking idea what they're doing with them. Pete Dunne defending against Walter.
It's going to be a good match.
Yeah, I expect that this is the coronation of Walter.
Very likely, I think. I mean, it's what we've been talking about all along. Having Walter be the one that takes it off of Pete Dunne because he's such a dominating presence.
Yeah, I mean, you can't put him in there with him and have him not win it.
No.
I wouldn't have done it yet, personally.
No, I agree. I would have went a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Maybe at SummerSlam weekend, maybe.
I just think Dunn's so great. You know, at it, it's like until somebody comes along that is fucking way better than him at it, then that's fine. But I think Walter gets the belt, and then what, man? You know? What is that look like? How are they booking that? I don't know. I don't watch that show. I have no idea what's going on.
I don't either. There's not enough want in my body to watch more WWE. So
fuck no. What am I going to do this week? Watch go home shows for like 40 fucking shows.
Yeah. See recaps of everything 18 times. No, I'm good.
205 Live and shit.
Yeah, so I can see fucking who debuted on 205 Live. Only Lorcan.
Oh yeah. From what I gathered, looking at GIFs and shit, he attacked a bunch of people. He's kind of like a crazy. Like. Yeah, he's like a crazy dude. He shows up, fucks people up, which is cool, I guess. But come on, dude. Gargano, Adam Cole, 2 out of 3 falls match for the NXT Championship. I would have done a ladder match, man.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't like 2 out of 3 falls matches anyway, period. So,
I mean,
what does that have to, like, have you watched the build? Like, how does this fit in?
They did a 5-way match or something like that to figure out who was going to be in the match.
Why is it 2 out of 3 falls?
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch NXT week by week.
I don't think there's a reason. I think it's just.
It's quite possible. It's just, you know, after the whole Tommaso Ciampa injury, is like, I don't really feel the need to watch it right now, because that was the real story that was driving me behind it, and that gets sidetracked. Yeah. So really, who cares?
I feel like if the championship is vacant, it's a perfect time to do a ladder match.
Yeah, because nobody holds the title. Right. But if you need to know what happened on NXT, you can become a $5 subscriber on Patreon, and Travis would tell you on Let's Talk About NXT in the tune of, you know, Let's Talk About Sex, you know, from I don't know if he still does that anymore. There used to be a rap at the beginning of Travis doing like Let's Talk About NXT to the tune of Salt and Pepper's Let's Talk About Sex.
Let's talk about NXT.
Yeah.
Oh shit. We also got, so I mean, with this, you know, what do you think, Adam Cole? I think it's a good time to do Gargano.
I'd say you might as well get the Gargano done and over with. Now he's the face of NXT. You might as well have him just go for it.
Yeah. You see, this week he tweeted the thing out. He's like, I still have my rejection letter from 2015 when I tried. Imagine being WWE in 2015, seeing that guy and going, nah.
Right.
Meanwhile, you're bringing in guys who like bobsleigh and shit, and guys who play cricket and never done wrestling in their fucking life. We always sign those guys.
Yeah,
we don't want to sign this guy. You fucking idiots.
Madness, isn't it?
Yeah, stupid as fuck.
Madness.
Yeah, makes no sense. Like, you shouldn't even be holding that as a reminder of like you need to do shit. You should hold it as a reminder how fucking dumb that company is.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't your fault.
But somehow, see, that's the crazy thing. Gargano can win this, and still the shit with Ciampa can continue. And it could be like, I mean, has anyone really done a story that just keeps going that fucking long? Like, there's stories in New Japan where there's like a year to, you know, a bunch of years between, but it goes different places. You know, they come back to it here and there. You know, they tell those long stories. I don't recall like a ongoing story that's been like this long,
like in the WWE, maybe not. They've been doing like the story with I don't know if you can call it ongoing, but like there was a big story with Shibata and Goto for a while, but I mean, Shibata did leave New Japan and they came back and they picked it back up again. So I don't know. Like
I remember,
Kenny Omega Okada one was a long fucking time. That was a better part of a year and a half, 2 years.
But I remember at times being like, there's no way they can do Gargano Ciampa again. You know what I'm saying? And here I'm like, dude, Gargano wins, Ciampa comes back. It's fucking, you know, and I'm sitting here like ready to book another one, dude. So yeah.
But now at this point in time too, like Ciampa's not come back for like a year.
Well, that's, you know, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm gonna keep Gargano champ for a year. I mean, you fucking could.
You probably could. I mean, he hasn't had a bad takeover match in his life, so
yeah, it's a killer. We also had Velveteen Dream, Matt Riddle, for the North American Championship. This
probably
is
probably gonna be the least good match of the night, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's kind of questionable, right? Because Dream can be fantastic if he has somebody to lead him.
Yes.
And I don't know if Riddle's that dude, you know?
I don't know if he is either. You know, he was an MMA fighter up until 2014, right? So
Riddle is a great character, you know, like a funny dude. He has that part down, but I don't know if he's like, is he a dude who's going to have some crazy work rate? I don't, I've never seen a match that I was like blown away by.
I've seen him have some really good matches, but I mean, they're all with really good competitors.
Right. It's always like the leader, right?
You know, yeah. So. Yeah. So like, I don't know if the match with Velveteen Dream will drive, but now, honestly though, they've probably been doing that match, rehearsing it in the performance center. All these guys have. So.
Yeah. That's interesting as well. I guess we'll see where they go there. I mean, I have no problem with them doing it, putting on Riddle here. I think that's a good call.
Yeah, I can get behind that, but I mean, they just gave it the Velveteen Dream.
Yeah, Dream doesn't fucking need it, you know. I mean, maybe they bring him. I think they're crazy to bring anyone up, but that's an into a whole other discussion, right? It's usually Raw, SmackDown after Mania. There's all these debuts. Do they do that this year, considering how many people they've already brought in and have no idea what to do with?
Yeah.
They've already got like even older ones, Sanity, shit like that. But even newer guys, they have Ricochet, Black, Gargano's kind of been up there. Who else they got? EC3, they've done absolutely nothing with.
Yeah.
They're beating him with No Way Jose on the house shows right now, dude. Seriously.
What did he do?
He talked some shit. I mean, they wished him a happy birthday. WWE Twitter did, and he, you know, he said thanks. The catering was delicious. You know?
Oh yeah, no, but I mean even before that, because they're not doing anything with him at all.
I have no idea. And when they did do stuff with him, it's like he's not talking. It's like, yeah, bro, that's his bread and butter. Best thing about this guy is this talking. Are you fucking serious? I don't know. Yeah, this company is gonna be shit until Vince dies, and I hate to say that, but that's the truth.
Yep.
I'll start watching Raw and shit after. Well, not immediately after, because I'm not gonna watch the
funeral for jack Vince off. McMahon. No,
the jack off festival to Vince McMahon on Raw when he dies.
Yeah, no,
he's gonna die, and they're gonna like suck his dead old fucking dick for 3 hours. It's gonna be disgusting.
Yeah,
I would actually rather watch them suck his actual dead cock and watch them suck his figurative cock for fucking 3 hours.
That's pay-per-view quality there.
Yeah, but enough about Pat Patterson. Now I'm just
I'm kidding, baby.
Oh,
that's sensitive.
Yeah, and also a joke. If you get mad about the jokes I make, maybe you can tell all the drag queens and shit that pictures with on my Facebook or something.
And Jim will respond to you with this.
Piss in your face. Nice. I like that I made the sound part and I'm on the fucking show. And I don't know, is this the main event, dude? This is listed at least last.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure Gargano and Cole is the main event, but I'm looking at the same Wikipedia page as you are.
Yeah. Weird. Fatal 4-way match for the NXT Women's Championship. Lazy as fuck. I don't like this shit. But that's what they do with women, even in NXT. There's never a number one contender, really. It's just there's a match like this, and then on the next show they'll do some other thing to create, you know, somebody else. Do a fucking over the top battle royal or whatever the hell.
Yeah, I will say though, the match itself, I'm sure it's going to be good. Kairi Sane and Io Shirai. I'm becoming a bigger fan of Shayna Baszler every takeover she has, and Bianca Belair is a fun character to get behind. So,
If we can't do a spot maybe where like Baszler and Belair are both dead outside, or they go outside and do shit like. We need to have Sane and Shirai for like 5 minutes, just rip it up in there.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And it will be the greatest thing that women have done in a wrestling ring in the WWE of all time.
They can take a fucking Joshi shit on, yeah, on the women's revolution. A
big fat Joshi shit on the women's revolution.
Yeah. Oh, it smells like sushi. but this should be pretty good. Do you think they take it off, Baszler?
Now might be the time. I don't know.
I would say that they don't really, you know, what are they going to do with a Japanese girl as champ? But I mean, you know, they did it with Asuka too. Very Asuka successful.
Was, what, undefeated for 600 and something days.
Yeah. I don't know. I just want to get around. I don't think they'll ever do it, but just, I want Shirai and Sane at a takeover. Just doing a badass Joshi match.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure it'll happen at some point in time. But they've got to tell the story of Io Shirai and Kairi Sane battling for the WWE women's titles, the tag team titles at some point in time, because that's a touring title now. So that's got to happen first before they do a singles thing, in my opinion.
Yeah. Even though they shit away the perfectly booked, they're going to be pitched on the show.
You mean the WrestleMania match? And they put the Iconics in instead?
Well, no, like we pitched
the,
when...
The Asian Mafia or whatever, the Yakuza.
No. When Shirai was coming in, we fucking fantasy booked on here that she was coming out, you know, because Sane took her spot, right?
Oh, yeah, because she literally and figuratively, not figuratively, but literally took her spot.
Yeah. She took her spot and, you know, she shows up. That would have been the great story to tell.
Yeah, it would have. Yeah. It would have. Yep. It's basically the Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Exactly. I don't know. Yeah, what else? That's that show.
Yeah. I mean, what else do you really want to preview? What else is there to preview?
I don't know. Sunday, I guess, when we come back, it'll be Sunday morning. We'll talk about WrestleMania.
Yeah, we'll preview that. It's like, what,
17 matches or something on that show?
Yeah. We're not doing a WrestleMania-only show this week, are we? Or this year?
Like afterward?
Yeah, like to get WrestleMania out of the way? Or are we just going to do it on the Friday?
I don't expect, probably just do it on the Friday.
Sounds good to me, man. I'm okay with it. I'm not that into WrestleMania enough this year to want to do a full-fledged show towards it.
Oh. So I think, like, when we do a show Sunday morning, it'll be perfect. We'll be able to talk about Bloodsport. We'll be able to talk about pretty much everything, right? Takeover, yep. MSG, all the shit we give a fuck about. And yep. I guess we can, because I don't recall ever just caring this little about WrestleMania. You know, and not saying it's been great the last few years either, but there's just nothing I'm looking forward to on there. Is there anything? I mean, Kofi and Brian, I suppose.
The three-way is going to be a decent show. Brock Lesnar and Rollins is probably going to be fun.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just...
Yeah. Triple H and Batista, I'm excited for that too, actually.
Yeah, that, from what I read, they didn't do a single thing for that on this week's Raw. They didn't do a single thing for that angle.
Good. I mean, whatever. Fuck them.
Yeah, so we'll do that on Sunday. We'll be back. We'll talk about all the awesome shit that happened Friday and Saturday. That'll be quite the week for a top three. Holy shit.
Yeah.
So that'll be that. We'll preview some WrestleMania, and then we'll go from there. It's funny, too. This is the bread and butter time of year for podcast business in the wrestling space. You know?
Yeah, and
it's... This time of year... You get the highest listens, and you know, which means more people jumping in, more people maybe buying shirts and shit. It's the best time for business, the minuscule business that you do. and we just completely shit it away by just not even pretending to give a fuck about this, you know?
Yeah, no, it's,
I don't even care.
No, I'd rather just avoid the WWE like a plague, honestly.
I'm not going to sit here and like act like I give a fuck when I don't, or sit and just like spend 2 hours shitting on it, because, you know, it deserves it, obviously. But that's like, I don't know. I just said, fuck it. It's like you get to a point where it's just like, whatever, man.
It's like beating a dead horse. You're just saying the same thing over and over because they don't ever do anything different. So
you're going to listen or you're not going to listen regardless. I'm going to, you know, we're going to meet up every week and get high and record ourselves talking about wrestling. So whatever, bro. Whatever you gotta do.
Whether you flat earthers are here or not.
Yeah. Right. Before we go, we don't give a shout out to our friends at THT Wrestling Podcast. Check them out Wednesdays on Mixler. Gene Boxman, Good Brothers. Nuclear Heat Graphics, fantastic art, pro wrestling inspired. He's got like horror shit, all kinds of stuff. You can have anything you want done, commissioned by the man himself. Really great. Throw them in a frame, hang them up on the wall. They look fantastic. Like my Hayabusa, Abdullah the Butcher, and Liger ones. I got more. I just don't have enough frames. I don't know how many I'm going to get to put up in the living room area.
Well, I mean, there's only so many that the lady's going to let you do, right?
Right, exactly. But they look fucking fantastic. Check them out. Nuclear Heat Graphics. Our friends in podcasting at The Strap. Sat Pod, Shooting the Shiznit, Wrestling's High Marks, Smack It Down. What else we got?
Well, I got to hang out with Scotty from the Sat Pod this week.
Yeah, I saw that picture made me like fucking, it made me a goddamn smile.
I was outside of the venue after the show. It was cold.
Yeah. Is SCL the reason that you guys met each other, or is that you guys already knew each other from that shitty network we were on?
Sat Pod wasn't on that network, were they?
I thought they were. There was a short-lived network that we were on, and that's how we met you guys.
Yeah, the OSW podcast network that OSW really had nothing to do with.
That's really shitty. I mean, it was like a good idea, but they did it really
That poorly. Website's not even up
then
anymore.
Then everybody quit.
Like that Paul Driver wrestling site is gone.
I think we only did like 15, 20 on there, and then we fucking bailed on it.
Yeah, no.
Anyway. I thought that's how we met those guys, too.
Either way. Mm-hmm. I know through SCL is where I got my, I believe, bigger, you know, like where I got to know Scotty was through SCL. I think so.
Bringing fuckers together.
Yeah. Bringing stoners together.
Also, check out our boy Evil Evan on the Real Wrestling Community Facebook page. He does some live shit on there. He was doing Impact things. I don't know if he is now. Either way. I don't know. I don't know who else we're getting to shout out here. That's probably all.
Yeah.
Yuck, nasty dog, a baby. If I forget you, I'm sorry. I'm high a lot. I mentioned last week a new WCW thing that was happening. It's called WCW Feel the Bang. And it is a new version of Revenge that looks fucking awesome.
Ooh.
So check that shit out.
Not to interrupt you, but this is along the same lines. I was watching the Elite C2E2 panel, and they were hinting at an AEW game with the same developers from the No Mercy game.
Fuck off, man. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Like just basically doing that game again. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just as an AEW game, which, man, that would be something else. The greatest wrestling game of all time.
With those characters and shit, that'd be fun as fuck.
Yeah.
Yes, please. But yeah, check that out. It's coming out soon, so like it's on PC, whatever the deal is. But I was talking about it and I was like, fuck, what is that called last week? And so somebody made me aware. Aaron Echoes, shout out to him.
And what's it called in WCW, The Final Bang?
Feel the Bang.
WCW's Final Bang.
Isn't that the last pay-per-view they did?
No, they were going to do the Big Bang. Yeah, that was Eric Bischoff's plan thing to do the Big Bang when he bought it.
Right. That was part of the joke. But yeah, this is...
Sorry.
Let's see here. I'm trying to look it up real quick to see something about it. Because I am fucking stoked on them. Storked on it in, too.
Fuck.
It looks like this might be out. But it's you install it to the game online and PC, so it looks pretty cool. Check that shit out. I don't know. Anything else we got before we roll?
I don't think so. I don't think I got anything.
Well, my voice going to shit.
Jim's choking on his own saliva.
Doctor says I got a chronic cough.
Chronic bacchiotomy.
I do need to go get a fucking bacchiotomy. But on that, man, we, as always, we thank you very much for listening to and supporting the show. Especially you know, now that we've just like, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck Red WWE.
Oh, fuck it, you know. So we thank you very much for that, hanging out with us and shit. 207 episodes now? Crazy.
Yep.
So much love for that. And until next week, pick up the shirts with the code MANIA Wednesday to Monday. Save some fucking money. More money to buy weed. Money. So that'll do it. And as always, may you get all the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you. And be excellent to each other.
Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Belly, Beer Belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone? Back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, speak language, he holds no currency, he is a foreigner.